This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Minutes past 8. Good morning. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew, and now we get into our conversation for the morning. My guest this morning is a former commissioner, an economist, a lecturer, a prof, a businessman. and he looked at me and, Andrew, don't add what I am not to my...
Academics.
Ladies and gentlemen, and academics with me in the studio, no other than Dr. Peter Amede. Sorry, you're welcome. Prof, sorry. I think it's prof.
Associate prof.
Well, I'm giving you ahead of time then.
Well, I'm already in the professor.
Exactly. Sorry, you're welcome.
I'm professoria, but not professor.
Okay. Professorial, not professor.
Yeah.
All right. So let's just stick with the guns then. Sorry, you're welcome. Happy New Year, by the way, and thank you for joining us.
Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
You're not here for the politics of River State, so many people who might be expecting that I would ask questions in that regards, I mean, because you being a former commissioner, can take their minds out of that one. That is not where we are looking at. Although, the conversation we're going to have might somehow find politics creep into it, because, I mean, in Nigeria, there's almost nothing you do without someone reading some political interpretation to it. This has to do a lot with the plans to relocate offices, departments of the CBN and FAN to Lagos State from Abuja. Just to cast our minds back, I'll take us to 2020, if I'm not mistaken. It was in 2020 when FAN moved its corporate headquarters to Abuja. It was actually done at the time by Henrietta Yakubu, who was the general manager, corporate affairs. And now today we are hearing that, well, it's going to go back to Lagos. Now, people are beginning to respond to that, and the government has even come out to put a statement to say the plans does not mean we are trying to make Lagos the new capital of the country. No, it is not. And certain reasons have been given for why this makes a lot of sense. And that's why we have my guest with us in the studio. And hopefully Mr. Mede will explain economically what impact this has. Does it even have any at all in the grand scheme of things? We'll find out. But for you who's watching on Facebook, this is where we need you to respond, because following this plan, Ndume had also been on a television interview where he said, it doesn't make any sense to me. We get oil and the rest from the Niger Delta. Have we moved the corporate headquarters of the NDDC, NMPC to the Niger Delta? No, we haven't. The companies that do their activities in the Niger Delta, have they moved their headquarters? Did the government say move them to these areas? No, we haven't. So he says this would have political consequences. That's what Ali Ndume thinks. Prof, we'll get to you, but my listener on Facebook, quickly let us know what your thoughts are. With the plans by the federal government to relocate offices and departments of the CBN and FAN to Lagos, should they also now begin to consider multinationals relocating their headquarters to the Niger Delta? Let us know what you think. Sir, economically, is this move the right one?
Thank you. Well, economically, this move is appropriate. Mm. It's appropriate because, see, when you talk about the economy, you are talking about the totality of the productive activities in a society. So when you take Lagos, for example, that the departments that are moving, it's not the whole ministry. Mm. But there are departments that are saddled with responsibilities that are directly key to the operations of the economy of the country as it relates to what is actually prevailing in that part of the country. Mm. Now, if you take FAN, for example, you will agree with me that the traffic about every air operation in this country is more in Lagos than in any other part of the country. There are a lot of airlines that ends in Lagos. They don't fly Abuja, they don't fly Kano, They don't fly Port Harcourt, which are the other hubs that connects more to the aviation industry in the country. So if you look at the convenience of supervision and operations, then it would be appropriate that that department that has direct bearing to what takes place in the aviation industry sector should be closer to the operation.
But this is where...
So that's for...
Fundamental for FAN.
Now, for the CBN, if you look at the departments that are moving, you talk of the Department of Banking Supervision, you talk of the department that supervises other financial institutions, you talk about the Consumer Protection Department, you talk about the Payment System Management and the Financial Policy Regulation Department. These are the departments that are moving. Now, if you look at Central Bank, in terms of the operation of Central Bank, you see that the organigram of Central Bank shows that after the CBN board and the governor, you have the department in charge of operation, you have the department in charge of corporate services, you have the department in charge of financial sector surveillance, you have the department in charge of monetary policy. Now, out of all this, it is only the department or the directorate of financial sector surveillance that is moving. Now, if you ask me, all the corporate headquarters of all the banks are in Lagos. And this has to do with...
And that is because of the economic activity in Lagos?
Okay. Not just the economic activities in Lagos, but the headquarters of all the banks are in Lagos. And this department has direct bearing with bank supervision.
So it needs to be close to the headquarters.
So they need to be close. The closer they are, the easier the nexus of coordination for appropriate result in terms of bank supervision.
How have they been doing it in the past years?
So if you look at that, yes, in the past years, you know, not until now that we have some stability in the financial sector, there have been a crisis in the financial sector which we call distress. And what is distress? Distress is the inability of financial institutions to mobilize financial resources from those who have money they don't need to those who need money
they don't have.
So if you would mobilize financial resources from what we call the surplus economic unit to the deficit economic unit, then there is need for effective coordination. This coordination will enhance this ease of mobilization of these resources. And so, because distress has been part of our problem, now we just overcame it because we dealt with recapitalization. Now that recapitalization has been able to strengthen some of the bank, that does not mean that some other intricacies and some other issues are not going on. If you look, one of the major trouble we're having today in the banking sector is fraud. There are a lot of fraud. Every fraud that is perpetrated passes through the financial sector. So that calls for stringent bank supervision. And so if the bank supervision department is being moved to where all the headquarters are, then I think it's appropriate. Like you said, there are economic reasons to this. And there could also be political reasons to it. But here, first and foremost, let's talk about the economics of it.
Okay.
And so it is the economics of it that we are saying that for ease of doing business and also for ease of supervision and also for ease of coordination, it is appropriate that those departments dealing with those level of operation should be closer so that you reduce loss of man-hour. You reduce cost of production. Do you know how many times you get your team to fly from Abuja to come to Lagos to do the same assignment? If they are in Lagos, they'll be able to do. And you know what that means. So for me, without looking at the politics of it, I think economically it is appropriate for these sectors or these departments to be closer for ease coordination. All this will culminate to what we are looking for in the Nigerian economy.
Mm.
I tell you today, Andrew, the Nigerian economy is sick. And so when somebody is sick, you need desperate measures to be able, aggressive measures, to get that patient well. And whatever that is being done in that direction,
yeah,
I think it will also be appropriate.
Well, from all you've said, you've pointed one thing. You agree that it also would have political implications.
I agree. It could also have political implications. We can talk about the politics of it. But let's separate
we have to separate
politics
both of
it from the economics of it.
Right.
But in terms of economic management, appropriate management, I think that policy should be given some support.
Okay.
So that we'll be able to see whatever we are doing. You know, when you have a patient in your hand, maybe even if you need a transplant for that patient to survive, there are some other auxiliary activities you need to do
first
that will support the effort, the aggressive nature to be able to get that patient out. And you know, as economists, we are practitioners on the economy, just like medical doctors are practitioners on the human body.
All right, we'll just hold that thought. When we return, we'll look at the reasons given for these relocations for both FAN and the CBN, and then we continue with the conversation. Stay with us.
Nigeria Info, right back after this. We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Past 8 is what the time is, and well, conversation still continues on the Morning Crossfire. If you haven't been following, well, you should get on Facebook and join in on the conversation. The planned relocation of departments in FAN and CBN to Lagos has stirred up a lot of conversations at the national level. Different stakeholders have aired their thoughts and put out their views about this move, the implications of it, and what they think about it. The government has come out to clarify that this does not mean we're trying to make Lagos the capital of the country. It's still the FCT. My guest in the studio, former commissioner here in the state, an economist Dr. Peter Medea, has also clarified economically, this is why this is being done. And you can see it clearly. But there are those who still feel like the politics of it is what is very much underneath, as against what we see at the surface of it. Ndume is one of those people who felt otherwise. The ACF, Azariwa Consultative Forum, and its leadership have also spoken about this and spoken out against it and said it doesn't make sense. They've made very, very sensitive points when they highlighted, for Ndume, for instance, says, okay, the Niger Delta produces oil, we get all the oil there. The refinery there is not even working. Instead, we went and built a refinery in Lagos. The NNPC does not go to have its headquarters in any of the major states in the Niger Delta because of the operations there. The government could have directed that to happen because it's the right thing to do. So it goes on and on. But let us know what your thoughts are on Facebook. Now that we have these plans by the government to move certain offices and the CBN and FAN to Lagos, should now the government begin to also look at multinationals that should be relocating as well their headquarters to other parts of the Niger Delta? And it was something that was pointed out by the ACF, and they said doing this political implication could mean another person would come. Because if we remember, I told you that sometime in 2020, FAN, Henrietta, was the one who had moved it to Abuja. So the argument was another person could come tomorrow and then still say, oh no, we're moving it to another place, and then before you know it, anybody who gets in there wants to move it to wherever they feel it should be moved to at different times. What are your thoughts? Share those with us. Quickly now, let me get to my guest. The reasons that were given by the CBN and by FAN, I would just put out, I'll try to get let me just put out what FAN said. I'll start with FAN. So FAN gave why, and this was what FAN said. FAN said that those affected by the decision to move headquarters to Abuja have since returned to Lagos, as there is no office space for them in Abuja. Office space. And then it was ill-advised in the first place to move the headquarters to Abuja when there was no single FAN building in Abuja. So in the first place, while they were moving FAN headquarters to Abuja in 2020 by Henrietta, the advice was we shouldn't do that because we don't have a structure. So they are saying now there's no structure to accommodate everybody. We have this problem of space to accommodate staff. So we think the right thing to do is to move back to Lagos, where we have a structure already existing. As they haven't returned to Lagos, the authority would be liable to pay them a duty toll allowance because technically they are working out of station, as their official posting is to Abuja. The minister has decided to stop this waste of public resources and rip off on the public purse. The other option open to the authority was abandon the old FAN building in Lagos to rot away and use its scarce resources to rent an office space in Abuja for millions of naira of public money, when in actual fact, more than 60% of his activities are in Lagos. Given the huge passenger volume of the Lagos airports, the stakeholders and the minister decided against that and to save the country from this waste. The minister has rolled out plans to get concessionaries to build befitting offices for the authority in Lagos and Abuja. And until that is done, the authority will continue to manage its old building in Lagos that can accommodate all its directors and senior officials for now. Some people say this is just a nice way of saying, let's go to Lagos first until we build something. But then you're telling us that the one in Lagos can accommodate everybody. So why are you building anything else in Abuja? It's a nice way of saying, when we go to Lagos, we're not coming back to Abuja. That's their excuse. For the CBN, this is what it said. The move, according to the CBN, it says, is to decongest the head office of the bank. It says some staffs of the bank have reportedly resisted transfers. Some of them, even within the bank, are claiming that it has to do with ethnicity and the rest of them. But officially, the statement from the bank, it says, what is happening now at the CBN is likened to a company with over 500 staff, and 200 would go to work in other states and then return to Abuja. And that's cost that needs to be cut off. And it's exactly what you were trying to explain. So now that we've seen the reasons, she did now, you know, lay every worry to rest. And people should begin to see that this interest is basically to see how at these trying times in the country, we gather resources, save resources, put the economy together, and it has no political undertone to it.
Yeah, thank you. You know, even before you read all this, I have also laid it that what's important is to manage the economy. And economy has to do more with management of resources. And so when resources is scarce, I don't like using scarce because economics is tied to scarcity, and that's why we are being seen as stingy people and all that and all that. So I don't like using the word, but when resources is not in abundance in terms of the demand for it, then you can be able to see that you need to manage it. So the management of scarce resources is key. Like it's been laid out, you have office space that cannot take people in Lagos, you have office space, I'm sorry, in Abuja, you have office space, enough office space that can take people in Lagos. Then the direct bearing of operation is in Lagos. So why will you get involved in cost of moving people almost on daily basis from Abuja to still go to Lagos to do the same work and come back to Abuja? That's waste in terms of loss of manpower. And so that's purely economics. So when you look at the economics of it, this policy is
makes sense. So why isn't this economics of it applied to other sectors, the oil and gas sector, for instance? People would say, why would these companies and the government still consider spending all the money it spends to mine? You operate in Lagos, you send your people here to do work and then go back. But then it's not been talked about.
Well, thank you. That's when the political will comes in. It's the political will that is at play. That's why people are saying, oh, it's Lagos boys. But when the Port Harcourt boys were there, did they also consider the president?
Because the ports are not working.
The president made a statement that all oil industry headquarters should relocate. Those who were expected to implement that are from the Niger Delta. The minister and all that, and top notch ministerial appointee of Mr. President, were from here. Did they do that? The MPA that couldn't work in Rivers State, we have a minister from Rivers State, and there was a presidential directive to be implemented. Rather, he was interested in how to build a university that relates to operations in the Niger Delta in Daura, the president's village, to take a chieftaincy title. You know, so did they have the political will to implement this? Now, the Lagos boys is capping on this,
the fact that they have someone will
now,
there,
to now do the needful. Did our people do the needful? That's why when it comes to politics, because the economy and politics is all these things we are talking about. When you have the political will, use it to your advantage. For example, I got to RIMA yesterday, River State Microfinance Agency. I got there yesterday, and I discovered that upon all the list that was released for contact persons to handle the loan that the governor is trying to do to boost business and small-scale enterprises.
How many billion of it was it? I think I spoke to the commissioner.
It's about 4 billion.
About 4 billion.
But 2 billion of River State Counterpart Fund and Bank of Industry, 2 billion. As we speak, the government of River State has paid their counterpart, because that's a serious government. It's not a talking government. It's a working government.
They've paid their own part of it.
They paid their own. And Bank of Industry has also paid their own. The MD told me yesterday. Now, the point I want to make is that, unfortunately, I am from Thai. I saw the list. There's no contact person for Thai. I saw the list, and I went there to ask, and they told me that they
nobody
don't have any staff.
Any name.
They don't have any staff from Thai local government there. Meanwhile, we have all the people who are making noise that they are this and that. We even have a senator from Thai, and yet we don't have a staff there. And he's the friend of the government. He has been the friend of the governor all this while. He used that not to the advantage of Thai, and Thai did not have. But thank God yesterday, I got the opportunity, and I'm getting a staff from Thai now to be employed there yesterday, so that Thai can now get a contact person. Meanwhile, all the forms for Thai people are already with me, so to still make Thai benefit.
So what that means is people saying, who want to make business, I just want to make around this, can contact through that person.
What I'm saying is that when you have the political advantage, don't think about lining your pocket and lining your political profile. Think of what you can do to benefit your people. If we had that kind of politicians, when we were the best ministers that had the president's ear, and there's already a presidential directive, why is our MPA not working? Why are all the oil companies not relocated to the Niger Delta? So if the Lagos boys can take advantage of this to boost the Lagos economy,
we can't blame them, is what you're saying.
We cannot blame them. So that's the politics of it.
Are you saying
I haven't talked about the economics of it.
Are you saying this is what you just mentioned now? Is that why you think the ports are not working? Because, I mean, off air, while the commercials were on, we're talking about how Port Harcourt used to be a major hub.
Yes.
For those activities, we had ports, we had the ships.
We even have DJ of Nimasa.
Yeah.
We even have DJ of Nimasa. Did they move it to Port Harcourt? We had top-notch minister of transportation. Did they take advantage of that? As we speak, all that is still in Lagos. Rather, they were thinking of how to go and impress Mr. President to go and build dry port in a hinterland, and also dry invest in a hinterland. So what we are saying is that when you have this advantage, political advantage, take it, use it to the benefit of your people, not how you can put yourself and position yourself to be the best, to get favor from Mr. President. Well, and that's our problem.
Well, I guess I said it all. So nobody should cry foul in this particular case. And I think it's important to also address that it is not as though that the steps being taken, because when people say, oh, Lagos boys, it looks as if they are doing the wrong thing because they have somebody that they can talk to. And even when you say the Port Harcourt boys, it's not because you mean that what the Port Harcourt boys will be asking for is wrong. It's because it's wrong. The right thing that should be done, yes, but has not been done in a long time.
It couldn't be done.
All right. Just to clarify that so it's not mixed up. Let's open the phone lines and get your thoughts about this. If you're following the conversation, you've heard quite a lot. 0817-923-0002. Again, 0817-923-0002. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0003. The question we're asking you on Facebook, should we now also be looking at, let the companies that do operations in the Niger Delta bring their headquarters here? Let the NNPC have its headquarters here in the Niger Delta as well, just because we have all the resources they use here. So, and it makes more sense economically if we are going to look at the same operations with the CBN and FAN and all. It makes a lot more sense. You have to be closer to where you do your operations to save funds. So the question is, why then, I was asking you, why then do they continue to put that cost to spend that money rather than just coming closer to the source where they can save costs?
I have told you that it is political will. It's political will.
Before you go on, can the president, looking at this, the same way he's seeing sense in what is happening with FAN and CBN, say, this also makes sense. Let's make these things happen. Doesn't he have the powers to do that?
Andrew, you see, when you are in government, you will understand the workings of government. You understand the workings of government. The president has given a directive. It is left for the respective ministries
to implement.
So if you fail to implement, you blame nobody. I was a commissioner in the state. When the governor gives a directive, it is for you, the commissioner, to work out how that can be implemented. So if you fail, you don't blame nobody. Blame nobody.
Let's open the phone lines now. Tell us your name and quickly straight to the point. Good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning, you hear me?
Good morning.
And greetings to our guests there in the studio. My own opinion, if the federal government is planning how to relocate some certain things to the Lagos city, I think Calabar was once a capital city of this nation, which is located in Niger Delta, should be also be considered. Otherwise, I'll say that I think it is now high time for us to know that the politics of Nigeria is now getting to the age where everyone will know that you will know what is supposed to be in your area for security, economical and social development. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Good morning, it's Andrew.
All right, go on. Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
I heard you talk about...
Your name and where you're calling from.
Mr. John, calling from Port Harcourt.
Okay, John.
Yes, when you talk about international companies bringing their FAN and CBN have brought taking theirs to Lagos. You should forget that those IOCs are private organizations. They are not federal agencies. FAN is a federal agency. CBN is a federal agency. The IOCs are private business. So you cannot force a private business to headquarters to a location where you want them to be. You can only advise them, but you cannot mandate them. But FAN and CN are federal agencies. Federal government has the right to say, this is my federal agency. I want it to be here. And it happens immediately. But because it is IOC, or their business, purely business.
Okay.
So only advice. It's only advice. The government can only advise them. And if you advise them and they refuse to do so, there is nothing you can do about it.
All right.
So I had your guest talking about the Mr. President, Minister, not doing his work and bringing federal agencies or the IOC back. That is, the minister doesn't have such power. I don't know where he are, on what ground the minister and other IOCs bring their headquarters in. When we had Goodluck Jonathan as president, who should have done that? And he did not do it. And he announced being a minister. What power does the minister have to order IOCs to come back to Niger Delta? So I'm right. So surprised.
Thank you very much. I think just so you respond to this quickly, he has said from both sides, now I think it's making me a bit confused. So let's see if we can paint the picture. He says, he had first said, the presidents cannot, you can't force IOCC. They say no, no. And then he has said, Goodluck Jonathan was president. Why did he not bring them?
Well, I don't
and
know.
And then the ministers don't have the powers to do that. So is it that the government can't make policies? That companies, you are coming here for business. These are some of the conditions and how we operate here in the country.
Well, I don't seem to blame him. Maybe he's talking from the limitations of his knowledge. But what I know is that there's what we call government enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Government enforcement. So if government gives a policy, government need to enforce it. There are other government parastatals that are also in the oil industry. The NNPC. Why don't...
They have their headquarters here. Yeah.
And as we speak, consistently, we have had several ministers. I don't know the one minister he's talking about. I'm not here to talk about any particular person. Mm. But I'm talking about the interests of the economies of Niger Delta. So when you talk of the Port Harcourt boys, Jonathan was a Port Harcourt boy.
Mm.
Even the present minister.
Mm, of the FCT.
Of the FCT, the present minister of gas.
Gas.
And
oil.
The immediate past minister of oil and gas or petroleum. They are all Port Harcourt boys. So if you are accusing these people to be Lagos boys, what about the Port Harcourt boys? When they had such opportunity, did they do the same? That's what we are saying. So when you are in government, don't bother about all that will bring you at favor with the president or the governor, but what that will bring dividends to your people. That's what we are saying.
Mm.
And so people need to look at that squarely. There is enforcement. All those companies are expected to operate under government directive. And if government gives a directive, you enforce it. No matter who you offend, you enforce it. So enforcement is what we are talking about.
All right.
So whether it is public or it is private, it is enforcement.
Nigeria Info, good morning.
Okonkwo from Rumokuta.
Okay, Okonkwo, go on.
This idea economically is a good idea. And so let us remove the political power struggle from it. Because in the eyes of economics, any place that is the economic hub of an environment or a nation, the institution that manages money must establish the headquarters in that very particular environment. Number one, it will cause the business transaction to be free and to flow. Then, number two, it will cause the financial relationship between the businessmen within that environment to be free and fair. It will not inconvenience the money transaction and the business flow by moving from that environment to go to another environment. So the idea is 100% correct, so that all the economic activity will be in Lagos as the don't talk everything, and now they channeling their money to other states of the country. So it is perfectly good.
Okay.
In the eyes of economics.
Thank you, Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Good morning, it's me, Andrew.
Yes, good morning.
And our guest, the professor.
Thank you.
Former commissioner in the studio. Good morning. For me, I'm not an economist. Neither am I a lawyer. But the basics that are in my head, also having watched Senator Alain Dume, chronicle reasons among them all, I believe that the action of the federal government is not in order. It's nepotic in nature. Because one of the reasons that they gave was that accommodation, they were having accommodation problem in Abuja. If you have an accommodation accommodation problem in the particular structure, are there no structures in Abuja that the federal government can acquire? There's some reason other than what our guest in the studio later alluded. You know, when we started the accommodation, we said we're not going to go into politics, but politics later came into it. But that is the truth. One of the scholars said, we had a president who is from this part of the world, but I thought, boy, what did he do? What did he do? Before President Ahmed Bola Tinubu came on board as president, we have been told that when he comes on board, this is what he's going to do, among other things. He was going to relocate most of these things to Lagos. So that Lagos will continue to be the economic hub. What does he ask? We have a bad spot in Port Harcourt here. Why is he waiting? Why can't he give that spot to that thief? Good morning. I remember
the matter
from the
college from the chief. All right, Robin, thank you. But then I would see if we can take just one more, and then we touch on a few messages to wrap up. A commercial is underway.
Good morning. Good morning to the prof in the studio.
Good morning,
James. I remember we have the Bonny DC port. We still have the Lekki DC port that was signed on the same day. Lekki has received the first shipment, one of the biggest that came to Africa just last week. Where is our boy's son? It was our son from River State here that was in charge there. What did he do? But I think if the president is moving those departments to Lagos, that people are complaining that Lagos is already congested, and they are also flying, you see that shop that crashed into the lagoon sometimes ago, if you remember, that shopper contained those people who came from Lagos to work in some facilities here, and that they take it back a close of work. Who does that, for goodness sake? So that expenses is okay for the oil industry, but the one the other people are doing is not okay. But my conclusion is that let that department not end up like Long Tennis, where this one will complete to this side, the other one will play back. Everybody has moved from Lagos to Abuja. Another person will come again now, move to Lagos, and Lagos will also move again to Abuja. And it becomes an issue. Let us also benefit from the Long Tennis game. We do not have to play Long Tennis.
All right, JJ, thank you very much.
Let us also move the other one to the other side.
Thank you, JJ. Point made. Yeah. Let's come back to Prof in the studio. Yeah. So this is it. Why is it that those structures that have been put in Lagos and the policies of government that many see to have favored Lagos over the years, why haven't same been replicated in other parts of the country, other cities in the country, many would say other states, if I may say, like River State, Calabar, even Akwa Ibom State, some have said as well, in Delta State, where we have ports, we have some of these other things that would economically put these states in a certain trajectory. Why haven't we also seen the same will trying to enforce these things in those areas?
Well, it's simple. Like I said before, just like the caller said, we didn't say we're not going to talk about the politics of it, but we said we'll look at the economics of it before the politics of it. We looked at the economics of it, and now we are talking about the politics of it. Like you said, have you taken time to look at the Lagos economy? People are talking about Calabar. When headquarters was moved from Calabar, what happened? Now, headquarters was moved from Lagos, but there's a kind of political stability that stabilized the economy of Lagos. Now, the political instability that happens in our place and the kind of politics we play here has also gone a long way to be able to cut back on this, because policy inconsistency is a problem. But when you have policy consistency and smooth transition, it also helped to build the place. Now a governor comes in, put in place what he need to do for his people. He is booted out. Another governor is brought in.
Let's take a commercial. Yes. Just hold that thought. As soon as we return, we'll get back to it.
We are back. This is your number one talk station. Nigeria Info.
Still the Morning Crossfire. We'll be wrapping up. We have less than 3 minutes Peter Mede with us in the studio, and he said quite a lot. Jude is coming in shortly for Hello Port Harcourt. Let me just highlight a few messages on WhatsApp. The planned relocation of key government establishments to Lagos State is not a bad idea. Woyike Odinaka. Andrew, good morning. Please, can you ask your guest, as a former commissioner, what did he bring back for his people in Thai? Well, that's not a conversation we're having now. I'm pretty sure you know what the conversation is. All Nigerians know the right and perfect things to do to better the society until they have the opportunity, and all of a sudden that knowledge evaporates. This one says, we must be truthful to ourselves and say the issues with the oil companies and multinationals having their headquarters here in the Niger Delta, the issue of security is a major factor. This is something people always raise. But I said, isn't there insecurity in Lagos?
You see, Lagos has insecurity. Until Evans was caught, we didn't know there was kidnapping
exactly.
Kidnapping
there's
in
plenty
Lagos.
Of insecurity in Lagos.
But they downplay it and take their collective good of Lagos more than every other thing. But here, every little thing, we magnified it. And sometimes I could even be seeing the invisible hand behind it. Most of these things could be sponsored to underdevelop us so that they can continue to develop. So it is for us to take our advantage, take our future in our hands to say, look, we need to develop beyond any of these funds so that the economics of Port Harcourt and Niger Delta can grow.
All right, thank you very much, Prof. I'll still call you Prof. Even if you... Prof, thank you very much.